Basically, we've spent the last 12 months, we've had the AWRI over to do a seminar, but we've been really trying to be as active as we possibly can just to make the awareness of this issue, get the awareness of this issue out there. And that's been our primary goal, trying to work with as many stakeholders as possible just to say this is a real issue. A lot of people haven't been aware of the issue, and that's our main goal, is just to really let everyone know. But certainly, March is a key period for us. The grapes are being harvested, and certainly right through to middle of April. So even though the season may sort of effectively open, if you like, we're just asking landholders and stakeholders, tree farm companies, etc., to be as mindful as possible of the grape industry.
Now, this year, the Cranbrook Shire has adopted a burn-off register system.
Yep.
How satisfied is your organisation with this register?
Yeah, look, I mean, the register's in good intent, and, whilst we welcome that, we still would like to see, tighter framework around it all. Basically, the register still means that it's landowner-to-landowner negotiations, and that's what happened last year, and there was a lot of tension throughout the district. And, we're just very keen to, for everyone to go about their business in a, in a nice, friendly community as it is. And, we don't need the additional tension, and therefore, it'd be nice to have some clear legislation that would make it easier for all parties.
Because is there potential legal implications for farmers burning off that could potentially damage the quality of grapes?
Absolutely, and that's what we've been really trying to get out there, is that, if you do take the decision to light a fire, that smoke, if it does affect any grapes, then the person with that permit and to burn is very much liable. And so that's really what the register does as well. The register means that you intend to burn, and in applying for that register, the Shire is actually stating that you will be the sole person responsible for lighting that fire, and any subsequent legal action or any damages caused by that fire will be very much on your shoulders alone.
But at the same time, landowners are entitled to apply for a special permit to burn from the 1st of March, despite that being within your harvest period.
Well, that's right, and that's really our concern. And we, when we first approached the Shire to help us negotiate with landowners, because last year we did see some smoke effect and we did receive damages. There's some wineries with smoke-tainted wine in their tanks right now, and so we're hoping to prevent that again. They're in their legal rights too, but any damages now will have the possibility of causing, or creating legal action for damages caused.
But ultimately, it comes down to almost a chat over the fence.
Exactly. And look, as it should be in many regards, and that's why we've tried to engage as many people as we could with the AWRI, Australian Wine Research Institute, seminar that we held earlier in the year, and subsequent seminars that have been happening around the state. So really, it's not just the Franklin River region, it's right across the state, but we've been, very active with the Cranbrook Shire just within the Franklin region, and that'll roll out across the state, we envisage.